Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is powered by DuBloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DuBloyElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
And as luck would have it, We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the marketing manager for Rupers Beverage and Redemption, Jennifer Grace. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great this morning.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. Not only are we going to talk about Rupers, we're also going to talk about Jen Grace Photography.
Oh, are we?
Yes, right. We are. Jen is an amazing photographer. We're going to chat about that. And your husband, Joshua Grace, who was recently featured in the autumn issue of LA Metro Magazine.
Yes.
Quite a craftsman.
Yes.
Has a lot of talent in that family, Jen. A lot of talent.
Thank you.
So we will talk to Jen about that and a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, October 20th.
The Sun Journal reports that authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a 15-year-old girl named Dahlia who's been missing since Saturday. She was last seen in her Sabattis residence around 8 p.m. She is described as a white female with red hair, hazel eyes, weighing approximately 140 pounds. She was last seen wearing a black zip-up hoodie and blue jeans and maybe carrying a black backpack. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sabattis Police Department at 375-6952.
The Sun Journal also reports that the Lewiston City Council will vote tomorrow to censure councilors Josh Najin and Scott Harriman for using the encrypted messaging app Signal to communicate with former police detective Joe Philippon, who resigned this month. A statement from city administration said, quote, "Encrypted or disappearing messaging platforms are designed to prevent transparency. Using them to discuss government matters undermines both FOAA law and public trust."
Auburn Public Works and Hammond Lumber have partnered to offer their 12th annual Sand Buckets for Seniors program. APW will deliver a free bucket of sand to Auburn residents age 65 and up to help keep steps and walkways safe during the winter. Nearly 300 Auburn seniors take part in this program every year. To sign up, call APW at 333-6670. Bucket delivery begins early next month.
Time to talk about the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
I've never seen anyone enjoy the weather song as much as Jen Grace enjoyed the weather song just now.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Jen is a loyal listener. She knows all about the weather song and still loves it.
It's a cheerful song.
It's a perfect good morning song.
Thanks.
That's right. Yeah. Rain throughout the day today. We'll have a high of 60 and a low of 52. At least that's what our forecast says. Mm-hmm. It's not raining right now, but it's early in the morning.
Very cloudy and humid.
Right.
Weirdly.
Yeah. Morning showers give way to partly sunny skies tomorrow, high 62 and a low of 49, and rain on Wednesday with highs approaching 60.
Want to do some sportsing?
Let's talk about the sports.
All right. Drake May was 21 of 23 for 222 yards and two touchdowns. That's a lot of twos.
He was on fire.
I guess so. As the first place New England Patriots beat the Tennessee Titans 31-13. The 5-2 Pats will host the 2-5 Cleveland Browns on Sunday afternoon. We're looking pretty good so far this season.
We're talking Super Bowl.
Already.
We're talking Super Bowl here in New England. At least I am.
Yikes. I'm
just having a hard time getting people to join me.
Yeah, I don't know. We've been burned.
Yeah. You know, we were talking Stanley Cup about the Bruins during the first three games of the season, but the Bruins lost to the Utah Mammoth 3-2. Boston has lost four in a row, and they'll go for five tomorrow night at home against Brad Marchand's Florida Panthers.
Well, we've covered football and hockey. How about those Red Sox?
Eh.
Red Sox third baseman Alex Bregman will likely not return to Boston next year. He's opted out of his contract with Boston and will enter the offseason as a free agent.
The Maine Nordiques swept the Elmira Aviators over the weekend, winning Friday 4-0 and Saturday 2-1. The Nords are back in Auburn this weekend for a two-game set against the stinking Rochester Junior Americans.
Oh, boy. The NA3 Nordiques took 2 of 3 from the New Jersey Titans over the weekend. The Nords lost 5-1 on Friday and then 1-4-2 on Saturday and 5-2 on Sunday. Next up are the Norwich Sea Captains on October 31st in Auburn.
And the Lewiston Maniacs took 2 from the Connecticut Chiefs, 7-3 on Friday and 3-2 on Saturday. Lewiston will face off against the Chiefs again on Thursday at 7 p.m. in Lewiston. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 20th, shall we?
Alrighty.
All right. Just a couple today, but they're good.
They're good ones,
yeah. We're going to start off with John Krasinski, who is 46 years old today. You know him as Jim from The Office.
So he's kind of interesting because he started out as this like goofy, little bit chubby, baby-faced guy and just turned into an action hero overnight where you're like, well, that's John Krasinski? What? He looks so good.
How about this one? Calvin Cordozer Brodus Jr.
Why would you change that name? It's so good.
54 years old today. You also know him as Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Or previously Snoop Doggy Dog.
Uh-huh.
Or formerly Snoop Lion.
Oh.
He's got so many names.
I didn't know that.
So many names.
He's an entrepreneur.
He is an entrepreneur. Right? We drank some of his wine last
year. Sure did.
Thanks to Jen Grace and Rupert's.
That's right. That's right.
And if I remember correctly, it was a big hit.
It was a
19 Crimes wine.
19 Crimes, the mummy was, the hard shard was a huge hit. In fact, we finished a bottle.
I was going to say, as evidenced by the empty bottle at the end of the show.
At 7 a.m.
That's what I love about Jen. She gets us.
She totally does.
Right? They look like 7 a.m. drinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knew what was up.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg, he got his big break, I think, with Dr. Dre.
Yep.
He did some collaborations with Dr. Dre, and then his debut album came out, and it just took the world by storm. And he's been a big star ever since.
Yeah. Ain't nothing but a G thing.
Nothing bang, but a G.
Boy, I wish Pam was here. She would like that.
Pam would be all over this Snoop Dogg segment.
Snoop Dogg.
Aren't Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart?
They're like besties. And remember we were saying, oh, they should have a 19 Crimes wine with Martha on it?
Yeah.
Guess what?
Stop.
Oh, they
stop.
Do.
I didn't even know.
They do. Yep. I went to their website yesterday because I was telling you I was checking out the moving labels. Oh, yeah. They got a Martha.
Wow.
They got a Martha. I'm going to look for it now.
Oh, man. Martha is such a badass, too.
Yes. You can say that. It's okay.
I can say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Martha is a badass.
She is.
We were just talking about that last week as well.
I'd be more scared if I ran into her than if I ran into Snoop Dogg, I think.
Totally. She probably keeps people in line for Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like America's grandpa right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I love Snoop.
Yeah.
Did you see him do, like, the Winter Olympics last year?
Oh, God. No.
Where he was a commentator for the Winter Olympics.
Really?
He was like, he knows nothing about any of the sports, but he was just so real about it. He was like, oh my God, look at that. Like, triple sow cow. I don't even, like, just, he was delightful. He made the Winter Olympics interesting.
I just want to say your Snoop Dogg impression is spot on.
I can't.
You can tell you put some work into it.
Okay, all right.
Snoop Dogg also has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, in case you're ever there and want to check it
out. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Jen, I noticed there was no dancing along to the OTD jingle.
Just not as good.
Oh,
I'm just joking.
Oh, my heart.
It's just as good. It's just as good.
No. Please, I appreciate your honesty.
No, I was distracted. I was pulling something up on my phone. is the truth.
Whatever you want to come up with is fine with me.
No, it's just as good, I promise.
What do we got, Sarah?
Oh, well, let's see. 27 years ago in 1998, Richard Pryor was awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, which is a huge honor. In a statement, Pryor wrote, quote, "I feel great about accepting this prize. It is nice to be regarded on par with a great white man." Now that's funny. Seriously, though, two things people throughout history have had in common are hatred and humor. I am proud that, like Mark Twain, I have been able to use humor to lessen people's hatred.
Great quote.
What a great quote. 48 years ago in 1977, Lynyrd Skynyrd singer Ronnie Van Zant, guitarist Steve Gaines, and his sister backup singer Cassie were all killed when Skynyrd's single-engine plane crashed in the swamps of Gillsburg, Mississippi.
What a tragedy.
That is a tragedy. They had so much more music in them, I'm sure.
Sure did.
50 years ago in 1975, the Supreme Court ruled that teachers could spank their pupils after a warning.
Hmm.
And 63 years ago in 1962, Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers hit number one on the charts.
You know the thing about that song?
It was banned.
It was banned.
Yeah.
The other thing about it is I heard it was a graveyard smash.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jen.
Oh, boy.
It's Monday.
It's a Monday.
Cut me some slack over here.
It was a very lively joke.
That was good. That was... Oh! It was a lively joke. Good one.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm calling it.
All right, you're calling it. Sarah's tired.
I'm calling it.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for October the 20th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Always trust your gut. If something feels wrong, leave. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, marketing manager for Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, Jennifer Grace. We talked about the 19 crimes earlier in the show, which was Halloween themed because it had a monster on it. It was the mummy. And you also dropped off, I know we have some Baxter Oktoberfest in there as well, and some other specials happening at Rupert's. What's going on?
Yeah, always lots of specials going on at Rupert's.
Yeah.
The monsters, actually, there's four different bottles that you can get. They're all on end caps at Rupert's right now. So they're perfect for the Halloween season. We've got bread and butter, 750 milliliters, which is $11.99 right now. The whole 19 Crimes Monster Series is $12.99 a bottle, which is decent for a good bottle of wine.
Oh, my goodness.
It was good, too. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Especially Snoop Dogg wine, right?
That's right.
Celebrate his birthday by buying some wine at Rupert's.
Absolutely.
Cheaping.
We've got the New Belgium Voodoo 12 Packs, which is, they're kind of like Halloween-y. I don't know if you've seen the packaging on those. Very cool artwork.
Yep.
$17.99 for 12 packs. And then we've got the Blazing Apple. You guys tried the Blazing Apple, the Fireball Blazing Apple?
We haven't yet.
Oh, you haven't yet? Yeah. Oh, see, I gave it away. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right.
Get into it. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's brand new out this year. So that's going to be on sale for the rest of October as well as
$13.99. Nice.
And then my old standby here, Jameson Irish Whiskey, 175 liters, only $52.99 a bottle.
And you guys have recipes on your website to use the Jameson.
Yeah.
I need that.
For folks who aren't familiar with you, Jen, can you give us a little bit of your backstory and how you came to be the marketing manager at Rupert's?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So actually, when I was hired in April of 2021, I had kind of met with Steve. He was looking for somebody to build out a ordering system for the wholesale department at the time. So it wasn't even really like an interview for a job, but I had met with Steve and I was like, you know, I think I could really help them with a lot more than just the wholesale app.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to do it for him. So I had sent him a message and said, you know, I really think I could do more for you. And lo and behold, he ended up just hiring me on, like, as a marketing person. I believe I'm the first, like, internal marketing that they had. So that was something new for Roopers. And, yeah, it's just that's how I started. I do everything from, like, the websites. I built out the ordering system for the wholesale department, so I monitor that. That's been a really cool feature that allows our wholesale accounts to order direct online. Do all the social media.
So you've got a lot of
print ads.
Yeah. A lot of technical skill. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I have a lot of creativity, and I'm stubborn, so I keep... so I figure it out.
But I remember when I first met Steve, and he would come on our show up the street, and I would just compliment him on the marketing and the posters and the website and all that. And he's like, yeah, that's Jen Grace. That's Jen Grace. That's Jen Grace. And then we finally had you on the show, and we got to meet you, which was fantastic. And it just seems like a really cool job.
It is very cool. Yeah. I feel very fortunate to have the job that I have because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I get to be in all of the fun, like, Roopers thing. Aspects, you know, so pretty much get to work with everybody, all the managers, you know, Jesse and Stephanie are a blast to work with. It's not very often that you get, you know, bosses that are going to dress up as Yeti and hike up a mountain in the middle of winter to ski down. Like,
they're so fun. Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. I've had a lot of experiences just filming, like from starting back in the Steve's day when we used to go around and do the drinks with Steve video, and then going around with Jesse and Steph, and just the different scenarios that we do. It's very unique. It's not your typical job, for sure.
I didn't get a chance to know Steve very well, but from what I've heard about him, he was a guy who liked to give people opportunities. Even if he wasn't, you know, even if you just walked in looking for something small and he was like, nope, you know what? You got this. And giving you that big... that big chance, like,
sure.
How do you feel that impacted you? His just being like, you can do this, get it, go after it.
Well, I think it was something that I needed during that point in my life, and it was just like an amazing thing when somebody is open to making those big decisions like that. It does impact other people's lives. I've seen Jesse do the same thing for people as well. Mm. So it's kind of...
I'm going to ask that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just like a Roopers thing now. That's like it's embedded in Roopers. It's like we give people opportunity.
Oh, I love
and
that.
It's really like a cool thing to be a part of. And I'm definitely a byproduct of that for sure. Mm-hmm. When Steve hired me on, it just like opened me up in so many areas that like I didn't have the opportunity to open up in, to learn so many new skills, to take on like new tasks. And I'll always be appreciative of that.
Not only is it a family run business, but it also seems like an extended family that goes along with the staff.
It definitely is like a family. And then you have each store that kind of runs like a family. And then sometimes like you have your regular customers that come in that's like family. So we're definitely in the business of people.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. So
nice. When my son Leo turned 21, that was all he wanted to do. He wanted to go to Roopers. So we went to the Minot Ave location, and he's 21. He doesn't know what he likes or what he wants. And we're just wandering and wandering and wandering. And the lovely people at the counter were like, is there something that we can help you find? And I explained, like, oh, no, he's just turned 21. This is his first trip here. And they were like, oh, my gosh. And they got all excited for him. And they were like, well, ask him questions. And what do you like? And how does this, you know, how does this sound? And, like, they were just super nice about it. And I was like, oh.
I love that.
It's a great experience to have.
Speaking of Minot Ave, have you guys been in there lately and seen all the amazing construction that went on in there? The store looks just like amazing. It's been our maintenance department, Quentin Chapman, and his staff have rebuilt the counters. They put stonework up.
Oh, neat.
They put a Sasquatch all lit up in the back. When you walk in there, this whole store just looks brand new.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Gotta check that out.
You'll have to definitely go in there and check it out.
Yeah. And there were a few changes made to my local Roopers is the one on Main Street in Lewiston. And there were a few changes made to that one as well.
Yeah, that one as well. We extended the counter so it goes all the way across now instead of... Which is actually really good. I think that customers have an easier time seeing the registers that are open. We have a manager there that took over recently, Meg Pierce. She's doing an incredible job managing the store, and the staff is just, it's a great location. I mean, I could brag about any of our locations this way, so, but she's doing a great job. She's a lot of fun, and she has a really good personality, so. Mm.
I saw a video on your Facebook page about a couple of guys doing a contest with six-pack rings.
What?
Oh, yeah, you got to check it out.
It's called King of the Rings, and it was a kind of a fun thing that we did with our staff. So all of the staff participated, and we went around to all of the locations, and the staff competed to see who was the fastest ringer. Josh from our Sabata Street location won the championship. We had a belt and everything.
What?
Championship belt.
Belt?
Yeah. And it was the real deal. It was like, you know, heavy duty. So it was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
King of the Rings.
Yeah. I tried it. Rings. Yeah. I couldn't even get one on. I was like 2 minutes in and I still hadn't gotten one on. I'm like, it's a good thing I'm doing the marketing and not the beer ringing. I bet you didn't realize that.
I didn't know you could reattach them.
All those six packs of cans, like our staff does that. Like all that, they repackage all that. So
no, I didn't know
pretty,
that.
Pretty crazy. I can't remember his exact score. I think it was somewhere around 50 seconds for a 30 pack.
Wow.
Yeah, he did it. Oh my gosh.
That's impressive.
That is so fast.
Not only does Jen do all the marketing for Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, she is also an amazing photographer.
Yeah.
As evidenced by her website, jengracephotography.com. You specialize in portraits, right?
I do, yeah.
When did all this start?
Many, many moons ago.
Too many moons ago to count?
Too many moons ago to count. When I was in kindergarten, first grade, before I had ever even touched a camera, I found one of these like old booklets where the teacher writes like, when I grow up, I want to be, and then you fill it in. Mm. And I wrote in my booklet, when I grow up, I want to be a writer and a photographer.
Oh.
And now you're both.
And you are.
I mean, I like to think so, but I certainly still love it. And so it's like I always just knew that was like a part of me since I was young, before I even started writing or had a camera in hand. So it's a really odd thing. Yeah. I got my first camera when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. It was a gift. My dad had gifted it to me, and I loved taking pictures of my friends. Mind you, they were all terrible for a long time after that. And then I went to college, and I was like, hey, maybe I'll go to college for photography. I went for one semester, and then I was like, I think I'm a better writer. So I quit photography school, and I went on and got my English lit degree. Mm-hmm. Don't look at my grammar, though. It's still terrible. I'm all creative brained. But and then I went back to it like later on in my 20s. I bought a manual camera. I got a loan and bought a manual camera, and I learned how to run it. And then it broke down. I took a 6-year break. And then I got another camera back in 2018. And it's just been a match made in heaven ever since.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'm just totally engrossed in your website right now. Like, it's just it's so many beautiful portraits of people. I'm obsessed with some of these.
I have a lot of people. I've been really fortunate in that I've had an opportunity to photograph a lot of people. And if you go to the business portrait link, oh, there a little squirrel ran by. Squirrel. Sorry, little ADD here.
Yeah, I saw him too.
I was like, he was hauling it. You'll probably see a lot of people, local people that you recognize.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've had a lot of experience. And I went to Great Falls Comedy Club and did some portraits there of the comedians. So you guys might recognize some of them.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're really lovely. Like, they're really good.
And you'll also recognize some images that appeared in LA Metro Magazine.
Yes.
As well, because Jen is one of our photographers. Jen, how do you get your subjects to feel comfortable in front of the camera?
That's a really good question. I really do feel like that's something that's come over time, because that's probably the biggest challenge of taking portraits. Because for the most part, I would say, you know, 70% of people don't like to get their photos taken.
Mm.
I know I don't. I don't feel comfortable in front of the camera. I'm a behind the camera kind of girl. So a lot of it is just chit-chatting with people. Like, you know, like, let's hang out. Forget about the photos. Like, when I do headshots, sometimes I'll take people to Bates. There's a little pond there. We walk around. I'm like, let's just go for a walk around the pond. By the time we're back, we'll be done. Takes 20 minutes. So a lot of it is just walking and talking, mm-hmm. getting to know the person, what they feel comfortable with. And then sometimes it's about once they're like in front of the camera, I'll just try to make them feel uncomfortable on purpose. Like, you know, I'll be like, go ha 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 or something like silly like that, where they'll look at me and be like, no. And then you'll get a genuine smile right after.
Oh.
So you have to like watch for those in between moments because people are going to like have a forced smile. And then once you're done photographing and they know you're done photographing, that's when they kind of let loose a little bit. So you have to watch for that moment where they let loose. And then you have to make it seem like you're done photographing, even though you're not. Kind of thing.
Right.
So I try for the in-between moments. I still have had some awkward photo sessions. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
I need a good headshot. I should come to you and
you
get a good headshot.
You absolutely should. Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. When you were writing down your goals in school and said you wanted to be a writer and a photographer, when you thought about being a photographer, was it portrait photography?
You know, I honestly couldn't tell you because I don't even remember writing it. This is just something I randomly found in a box somewhere sort of thing. The photographing people actually came after for me. I was really into doing landscape work for a long time. And I always used to say back then, you know, landscapes don't complain about how they look. So
so true.
Yeah. And I feel like every photographer who starts out, I mean, there's some people I think who start off and they're just like naturally are able to capture people. But for me, it was kind of a work in progress. So like it's very difficult for people to like their portraits. Like you can take the best portrait in the world and everything is perfect. The light's perfect. Mm-hmm. They look great. But if that person doesn't like the way that they look, then they're not going to like the picture no matter how good it is. And that can be really disheartening for photographers. And I think that's why so many photographers quit in the first year of business. Mm. So I avoided portraits for a really long time for that reason, because I just was kind of more of a hobbyist and I just wanted to enjoy it. But then when I started my business, I ended up taking down my landscape work because it was too confusing for people, because they would go to my site and be like, why would I hire a landscaper to do my portraits? Right. So I kind of had to make a choice there.
Right.
So I picked the portraits and then I just was like all in on it. And then the more I photographed people, the more I like learned to love it and realized how amazing it is to get to know. Like when you photograph somebody, you really get to know that person like intimately in a different way. And I think it's a gift really to be able to know that many people and be able to capture people. It's really cool.
And your writing is incredible as well. Yeah. You have an account on Substack.
Yep.
Is it fair to call that a blog? I'm not familiar with Substack.
Yeah, sure. You can call it a blog or newsletter. I mean, I don't think there's a label to it, really.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we recently shared one of your stories focusing on Phoenix No Limits Karate's Donna Harris.
Yes.
Titled Rising from the Ashes. And you can find that on Jen's Substack and also at LAMetroMagazine.com. What can you tell us about that story, Jen?
Starting this like newsletter Substack has been something that I've really wanted to do for a long time, is to like find kind of people in the community that don't get a lot of recognition that are doing amazing things. I just feel like we need some good news because there's so much bad news and there's so many like good things to talk about. So Donna Harris was my first article in the series. She is really into like helping women who are in abusive situations get out of that. She raises a lot of money for domestic violence. So I sat down and had an interview with her. She's a very like giving person. And I took her portrait. So it is a newsletter about a person, but it's also like coupled with a portrait. So it's kind of a combination of both. And Donna had shaved her head to raise money for a mutual friend that had breast cancer. So I was able to capture that before she shaved her head and after she shaved her head portrait to go along with the article. So it was really cool to have her as my first one. It's probably the only one I'll get before and after shaved head.
Probably.
Cool.
Yeah.
Could be a safe bet. there.
That's right.
Yeah. We've Sarah and I have known Donna for years, and we've had her on the show, and what an amazing,
she's incredible,
selfless,
yes,
person she is.
Absolutely. And she has a great sense of humor too. So
she does.
She's a lot of
really
fun to
does.
Talk to. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a very open person. And another thing is, like, when you take somebody's portrait, you can really, like, gauge how that person is, like, how open they are, or closed off they are, like, right away. Yeah. Not that being closed off is necessarily a bad thing. It's just you have to work at it a little harder. Mm-hmm. But Donna is one of those people that, like, she puts herself out there constantly for other people, mm-hmm, all the time. Yeah. And you can see that because, like, even when I took her portrait, she's like, you know, like, come on over. Like, it was very quick and easy. Mm-hmm. It's like I set up my light, I took her portrait, we were done. Yeah. Like, there was no, like,
she gets it.
Yeah. Yeah. She knows how to put herself out there for others, yeah, for sure.
We mentioned at the top of the show that Jen's husband, Joshua Grace, ooh, was featured in the autumn issue of LA Metro Magazine, and the title is A Craftsman's Journey. And there is some amazing work.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the real talent of the family.
Oh, stop.
He's just really quiet about it. He's very humble about it. But yeah, he is doing amazing things. He has a little wood shop in our garage, and he's building furniture, cutting boards, frames for landscapes. He's done a lot of custom framing for other artists besides just myself as well. So he's done, like, frames for oil painters and other photographers that I know.
And he's a self-taught woodworker, correct?
He is, yeah.
Just decided one day.
Yeah, he just decided. But he is one of those people that can just, like, do anything.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a...
Those people.
I'm telling you, like, if it can be fixed, he can fix it, which is a blessing and a curse all at once because... People are constantly asking him to do things.
Oh.
Right?
I know you can
hey,
fix
my
this.
My furnace broke down. Can you help? I'm not a furnace guy. I'm not a furnace guy. But we all know you can do it.
We know you
and
can figure it out.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. I want to be one of those people.
Me too.
Oh, man. Jen, I feel like you are. I feel like you are one of those people.
Well, listen, I'm not even allowed to touch the power tools at my house. So I have limits.
Fair enough.
Yeah. There's no chainsaws allowed.
Other
no.
talents.
No.
You have yeah. many other talents. Right. So many.
Right. Jen, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about Roopers or your photography business?
Oh, boy. I think you covered everything, really.
You did a lot.
Yeah.
Whew. Covered a lot of ground for a Monday.
Nailed it.
Not bad. Good way to start the week.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
All right, Jen, now it is time for our world-famous closing segment, Three Random Questions, where we...
Sweating.
I know. A lot of people freak out
easy.
About the three RQs. But here we are. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. Jen, if you could photograph anyone from the past or the present, who would it be and
oh,
why?
That's easy. Okay, phew. I thought I was going to...
Oh, there's two more easy. Questions.
Okay, all right. I would photograph Patrick Stewart, 100%.
Why really? Is that?
Because he's just, like, an amazing actor, and I think he has a really interesting face. He's got a lot of, like, really interesting features, like lines, and I think that he... I just think he'd be a really interesting person to photograph, like to talk to, but also, like, I don't know. Like, he's been in so many roles, like, starting from, like, the Royal Shakespeare Theater to Star Trek to, you know, X-Men. Like, I think it would be really cool to peek behind the curtain. And I think he's a relatively shy guy, so I'd really like to get a peek behind the curtain on him.
Do you have, when you think about photographing him, do you have an idea of the setting that you would place him in?
I think it would be probably like in a study, like with like a beautiful library, yeah. like warm tones, maybe with like a cup of tea. And I'm not just saying that because Earl Grey hot. Star Trek.
He's British.
Now right? Everybody knows how much of a nerd I am. So it's there. But yeah, I think I'd photograph him in a study, like maybe with like pipe, I mean, or something, you know,
right.
yeah. like that. I think that would be pretty cool. Yeah, so yeah, I'm a nerd.
No.
It's all right. I've accepted it.
All right, my question will be easy too. When you were a child, what was the name of your favorite stuffed animal or toy?
Oh, wow. Okay, so I had a teddy bear. It was white. It was a Valentine's Day bear. It was white at first. Let me put it that way. I was very little. He had a little red bow on him.
Aww.
With like little hearts. So cute. His name was, it's not very creative, but it's funny. His name was Beya. Not bear.
Oh, Beya.
Yeah. And he was my favorite.
He's from Sarah's neck of the woods.
It's a Beya.
Beya. And he had, so my dog eventually ripped off the ribbon. So he had no ribbon. And then I had him for so many years and I carried him around everywhere. He got really dirty. Beya. So he wasn't very white after that. But,
oh, I yeah. love that.
Yeah.
Beya.
I love him, Beya.
I had a white bear too and his name was Bobo.
Oh, so cute. So yeah, you know the white bear thing. Yeah. yeah.
Bobo has had a lot of surgeries over the years.
Yes. I don't know what happened to Bea. I think my mom probably got rid of him because he just got so dingy.
Aww,
but I loved
Bea.
Him. Yeah, I loved him.
I still have Bobo. Oh. When I'm feeling really blue, I go and get him.
Aww. Sweet. I love that.
He's always very warm.
Aww.
We had a cat that used to like to lay on him. We had a cat for 18 years named Herb, and I would keep Bobo on the bed because Herb would curl up on him and sleep on him, and he loved him too.
That's so sweet.
So I kept
I had like crazy dogs growing up. My mom, she worked for a dog kennel for 10 years, and like she was always bringing home dogs, and my house was just like crazy, and the dogs would always steal Bea.
Yeah,
I'd chase him down the hallway, and I'd be like screaming, "He hit my bear!" So that bear, he went through a lot.
Yeah, yeah. He's seen it.
He had a tough life.
Oh. Yeah, dogs don't know the difference between stuffies and toys most yes. of the time.
All right, Jen. Final question. If you had a time machine and you could only take one round trip to the past or to the future, where would you go and why?
Ooh. Does it have to be on Earth?
No.
It can be Ooh, anywhere.
You can go anywhere. So it's more like a TARDIS then.
but it's a one round trip. Like I can come back because it's a round trip?
Yeah, you have to
Or come it's a one way trip?
No, you have come to come back.
Okay.
So you can only, you can visit for a day.
And okay, one day. I was going to say, how long do I have to stay there?
Let's call it a day.
So I would go back to the creation of the universe because I know that's really dramatic, isn't it?
No,
who doesn't want to know where it all began?
Right. Interesting. But where would you be?
I don't know. I would have to tell you when I came back.
Out there.
Just yeah. out there.
Out there.
Yeah. I would be like, I would probably be in like some other realm watching it from... You know,
wow.
I don't know. I would like to see, like, was it a big bang? Was it not a big bang? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. wouldn't it be, did it happen instantly? Or was it, I don't know if I could see all that in one day. But I mean, if I'm outside of time, then maybe I could just stay as long as I wanted.
My brain's about to explode, Jen.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I can think of.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is deep.
Either that or I would, you know, go meet Jane Austen, maybe.
There you go.
Hang out with her for a day.
Sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the Big Bang.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I love that answer,
That's worse
though.
Than Jesse. I'm worse than Jesse.
Jen, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on yes. today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
So appreciate you. She's the marketing manager for Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, Jennifer Grace. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn more about Jen's photography, you can go online to jengracephotography.com. You know, not a lot of couples have their own websites.
Oh, yeah.
But here you are. Mm. And Jen's husband, Josh, has his website, joshgracewoodworking.com. So be sure to check that out
yeah.
as well. Thanks to our sponsors for today, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby, big Snoop Dogg fan.
Big Snoop.
Yeah, just include some Snoop Dogg lyrics in the email and she'll be sure to get back to you.
Her inbox is going to be so full.
The subject line is going to be, my mind's on my money and my money's on my time. Email Pam at LydiaMediaLLC.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say, I have bitten my cat.